听众朋友大家好，欢迎再次收听趣味青春英语。Here is Youth English, and you're with Rose and Brian. Hello, Rose.
Hey, Brian. How's it going today?
It's been okay. How's it been going for you?
Oh, well, you know, I have to say, a little bit stressful.
Because?
Well, because as you know, I have started my own company, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know that I did this. I started about a year and a half ago, so I've been in China for about 2.5 years, and then I decided a year and a half ago to start my company doing what I do, and I really can't articulate how difficult it is starting your own company, especially as a woman, and in another country, and in another culture, and then trying to sort of combine and handle two different cultures and personalities. On top of that, you have responsibilities just of an entrepreneur starting your own company. I don't know how I'm going to manage, but I can't go backwards. I just keep pushing forward.
Yeah, you know what? I can't really help you in specific ways. The only thing I can say is even without those conditions, starting your own business is never easy.
Yeah, no.
Right? 这个自己创业啊，真的是很困难的一件事情。为什么很多现在年轻人创业，我个人的意见啊，我很支持，很鼓励。因为我觉得年轻人就应该有这股冲劲儿。啊，有我们所谓的年轻人啊，这个从咱不说多了吧，从18岁啊一直到30岁，我觉得这都应该是创业的黄金阶段。为什么呢？ Nothing to lose, 对吧？这个年轻就是自己的资本，失败了又如何呢？失败了从头再来就是了。但是如果年龄再大，尤其是有了家庭啊，又有了孩子，那可能就比较麻烦。但是现在的年轻人啊，我们说很多的大学生也好，甚至有的高中生就开始创业了，我觉得都是一件好事，因为不光是说的可以去闯一闯，而且可以从中学到很多的经验，即使失败又如何呢？So, yeah, as we said, starting your own business is never easy.
There is nothing easy about it.
No.
All I have to say is that when you are getting ready to start your own business, you really have to truly think about,
A lot of things.
I mean, no, but the main thing you have to think about is, are you doing what you really want to do and what you love? Because if you're doing something just for the sake of money, all the difficult times, all the headaches, you're just going to say this is not worth it and you're going to walk away. But if this is your only true option, your passion, your love, your life, it doesn't matter. It's kind of like having a child, right? It doesn't matter how difficult your baby is, how much it cries, how happy it is sometimes, how much you don't want to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning or 10 times a night to feed it. It is your child and it's your responsibility and you love it no matter what. And you're going to basically see it through. And this is how you have to think about entrepreneurship.
Yeah, well, I totally agree. Will you, before you start your own business or before you decide to do that, ask you yourself this. Is it worth the while? If it is, well, put all in. If it's not, maybe try something else. But, you know, there are certain tips that we can give you to kind of help you to ease into the action, if it's possible.
Yeah.
These are great tips, but we're not saying that doing all these, it will be very easy for you to start your own business.
No,
it is. We hope it will be easier at least.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, you'll have really, really great ups, you know, really exciting times, like, oh, I'm getting this through, I'm figuring it out, I have resources, and then you'll have the down, 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 like someone just threw you off of a cliff.
Although to me, these are all valuable experiences, especially as a young person, if you're starting young, and they will all help you in the future, but you will try to be more successful in this, right?
Yeah.
So here are some tips.
Yeah. So the first challenge of being an entrepreneur is the cash flow management. So basically making money and how to manage it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, cash flow is essential to small business survival, yet many entrepreneurs struggle to pay the bills, let alone themselves, while they're waiting for checks to arrive. So part of the problem stems from delaying invoicing, which is common in the entrepreneurial world. You know, you get a job, you send a fapiao, and then you get paid, hopefully. And in the meantime, you have to pay everything from your employees, contractors, your bill. Well, the thing with my company, thank God, is I'm able to sort of do both. I don't have to pay anybody first because right now it's just me. But what I have chosen to do is with the percentages from my finder's fee or from whatever I make off of the film, I promised some organizations here that I would donate some money to them, which I will do no matter what. So that's one person. But the good thing is with entrepreneurship is, you know, it's difficult. But if you can, try to do it on your own first. Even if you don't have any money, try to sort of get that first project going first.
Mm.
Make that first amount of money, and then you can sort of use that to, you know, get you forward, to sort of boomerang you forward. So,
or start with some people who you don't have to pay.
That's true. Start with people you don't have to pay. And in fact, you can have friends help you, use your resources. So whatever people are willing to sort of give you, take it. Go and search for other people who are willing to give you advice, listen to talks, speeches. This is how you get a lot of your, or how I have actually gotten a lot of my information, is by asking people that I know in the same industry, and they've helped me instead of having to constantly go to a lawyer or constantly having to hire people to tell me. So there's some things that are definitely worth paying for that you cannot, you know, escape paying for, but as far as other things, try to do it by yourself in the beginning.
Yeah, well, my wife has been facing that problem for a few years now. You know, she has her own company, and she has to pay for her employees, their insurances, also the place that she rents. So that's a lot of money. So basically, I sort of calculated she has to pay at least 50 to 100,000 kwai per month for all these things.
What?
So that's quite a burden.
Yeah, it's a huge burden.
It certainly is. So she's been trying pretty hard to cover all those, and of course, earning some money.
Yeah.
But that's a difficult process. For youngsters, however, I think starting with your friends, as I said, who you don't have to pay, and also you don't have to rent a place, right?
Yeah,
sure. You can just stay in your own place. Start something small. That will be a lot easier. 我们说创业的艰难有很多，但是这个钱啊，永远恐怕是最大的问题。怎么办呢？很多年轻的创业者们的选择，第一啊，和这个一些朋友一起创业，因为你不用给他们发工资，对吧？大家一起干。另外呢，这个房租也可以省啊。我就在，比如说，我就哪怕就在学校的宿舍里边啊，或者我在家里边啊，这些都是可以的方式。当然，如果要开始有开销了，你比如说我要给别人发工资了，或者我要交房租了，那这个现金流就是一个非常重要的环节。 Cash flow, that's going to be important right after you have to pay for anything or anybody.
Right.
So
well, they say the solution is proper budgeting and planning. I was just going to say, like, it's really difficult to do. But one way to improve it is to require down payment for your products and services.
Yeah.
So instead of saying, okay, people will order this, 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 and that, you can say, okay, well, there's a down 25% down payment.
That's what my wife's been doing.
Really?
Yeah,
does it
50%
work?
Down payment. That's a guarantee, right? You can
right.
pay for your employees, everything else, equipment. And even if there's anything that should happen afterwards, at least you can guarantee your own survival.
That's right. Does it help with your wife?
Absolutely. And I think that's how the company survived through the years.
Oh, wow. Mm. That's really cool.
所以说这个也有一些技巧啊。你比如说如果你不管你们是做什么啊，你说创业什么都可以创业，对吧？我是卖东西也好，我是搞创意也好，还是怎么样也好。那其中很重要的一点呢，定金啊，这个如果你比如说无论是你要为你的客户做什么，先把定金要下来，这样呢能够保证自己的生存。当然说到自己，就是指你的公司也好，团队也好，什么都好。 So yeah, that's one good solution.
Yeah, it's a very good solution. The next one is hiring employees. So this is a challenge, right? So it says, you know, do you know who dreads job interviews the most? It's not prospective candidates. It's the entrepreneurs. And I am learning that this is right, because you have to hire the right talent in order for your business to soar. You know, I mean, this is why now I realize why companies are so particular about who they hire. They want to make sure they hire the right people.
Absolutely.
People who are going to stick around, people who are going to be honest, who are going to be moral, and who will take their company to the next level. Not the people who are going to leave, who are lazy, who don't do much work, who are going to badmouth their companies.
Yeah, those bosses are very smart. They want their money to worth their while, right? They don't want to pay the money money to the wrong person.
That's right.
所以说这个如果要合作或者是要雇员工这也是非常重要的环节。Although I don't think a lot of youngsters at the starting point would be hiring a lot of employees, right?
No, they won't like me.
But when you do...Be careful about it.
Yeah, be very, very careful about it. Well, it says be exclusive. This is how, sort of how to handle it. Far too many help wanted ads are incredibly vague in terms of what qualifications they want, which is true. I mean, I like a detailed description of what you want from me. Then I can tell you yes or no. Don't tell me, hey, come in for an interview, and I don't even know what the job is, right? Mm-hmm. You can save yourself a lot of time by pre-qualifying people through exclusive help wanted ads that are very specific in what it takes to be hired at your company. Yeah, be very specific. This is, could be marketing, customer approaches, and also through excellent targeting.
Or someone just looks pretty.
That happens a lot in China, especially with foreigners, you know.
No. Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Oh, come on.
Okay, that's possible.
Totally possible. Well, this is probably, the next one is probably a very big thing, and this can work for also high school, college, not just being an entrepreneur, but this actually really helps if you want to succeed anyway in the world.
All right. What is that?
Time management.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So the challenge is that time management might be the biggest problem faced by entrepreneurs who wear many hats and I don't even want to hear anybody tell me about this. Trust me, I know this. If only you had more time, you could accomplish so much more. And this is so true, because I say there are not enough hours in the day. But today, even though I've been working endlessly nonstop on this project that I'm working on today, I'm taking a break. I'm just going to talk to my family, sort of get my head back into the game, rest, clean my apartment, and sort of recoup, and then just tackle it again tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely. Time management is very difficult mainly because sometimes it's really difficult to prioritize all the things you have to do during your day, right?
Yeah.
这个为什么说时间有的时候大家觉得